爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。
Therefore, laying aside all malice or deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babies, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. Indeed, you have tasted that the Lord is gracious.
你们若尝过主恩的滋味，就必如此。主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
Coming to him as a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious, you also as living stones are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
第六节，因为经上说，看啊，我把所拣选所宝贵的房角石安放在西安，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧，所以他在你们信的人就为宝贵，在那不信的人有话说，匠人所弃的石头已做个房角的头块石头，又说做个绊脚的石头，跌人的磐石。
Verse 6, therefore it is also contained in the scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he who believes on him will by no means be put to shame. Therefore to you who believe, he is precious, but to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builder rejected has become the chief cornerstone, and the stone of stumbling and a rock of offense.They stumble, being disobedient to the word, to which they were also appointed.
他们既然不顺从，就在道理上绊跌。他们这样绊跌也是预定的。唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民，从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
我们再翻到第一章，从十三节看到十六节。
Let's turn back to chapter 1, verse 13 to 16.
第一章十三节。
Chapter 1, verse 13.
所以要悦出你们的心，谨慎自守，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。你们既做顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。那招你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁，因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
Therefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.As obedient children, do not conforming yourselves to the former lusts, as in your ignorance. But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, Be holy, for I am holy.
我们圣经就读到这里。
That's all the Bible will read.
我们从第二章开始这里说，说所以你们要除去一切的恶毒、诡诈并假冒。嫉妒和一切毁谤的话，就要爱慕那纯洁的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。
At the beginning of chapter 2, it says, Therefore, laying aside all malice or deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby.
我们在这里，昨天我们在这里讲到，重点是讲到 魂的得救。
We have said that yesterday our key is to talk about the salvation of the soul.
那当到进到第二章的时候，说说我们除去这一切的恶毒，这些的嫉妒，这些东西。
As we get into chapter 2, it says we should throw away all this stuff.
然后爱慕纯洁的灵呢。
And we have to love the pure milk of the word.
像才生的婴孩一样。
Like the newborn babe.
然后你们就渐渐的增长，以致得救。
That you may grow.
你们，我们成长怎么样呢？
How is it that we grow?
我们的弟兄一直在讲到生命。
Our brothers keep saying the life.
我们知道这个是讲到属灵生命的成长。
We know that it is the growth of the spiritual life.
那当属灵生命成长的时候，
Now when the spiritual life grows,
这里就讲到以致得救。
And it says, grow to salvation.
Grow to salvation. 这个 salvation 不是你灵的得救。
That is not the salvation of your spirit.
因为你已经得救了。
Because you're already saved.
你重生的时候，当神的灵碰到了你的灵的时候。
On the day when you're reborn, the spirit of God touches your spirit.
当神的救恩临到你的灵的时候。
When the salvation of God comes to you.
你就重生了。
You're reborn.
你就得救了。
You're saved.
但是我们昨天讲到，当神的救恩临到你的魂的时候，
But we said yesterday when the salvation of God comes to your soul,
你就会改变。
You will be changed.
你就会像主。
You will be like the Lord.
我们一直讲到，这是我们从蒙恩得救一直到我们见主这一段的过程里面一直要走的路。
We said that this is the path that we should walk from our salvation, from the day of our salvation to the day we see the Lord.
所以当这里讲到这个得救或讲到这个 salvation 的时候，
When we speak of the salvation,
当我们生命成长的时候，
When our lives grow,
我们就看到耶稣基督的生命不单只在你的灵里面。
We see that the life of Jesus Christ is not only just in your spirit,
而且他要进到你的魂里面。
But it needs to enter into your soul.
因为要在你的心思，在你的意念，在你的情感里面，它充满在你的里面。
But it needs to fill your heart, your mind, and your emotion.
这样是我们成长的结果。
That is the result of our growth.
所以昨天当我们讲到以弗所书三章十六到十七节那个祷告的时候，
So when we said about the prayer in Ephesians 3:16,
这是一个伟大的祷告。
That is a great prayer.
我们知道在保罗在以弗所书里面有两个伟大的祷告。
We know that Paul had two great prayers in the book of Ephesians.
第一章那个祷告把神永远的旨意带了出来。
The first prayer in chapter 1 brought out the eternal purpose of God.
那第三章这个祷告，
In the prayer in chapter 3,
就把神永远的旨意能够叫我们活出来。
It enables us to live out that purpose.
他说第三章那个祷告说，说求他，就是求父，按照他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量，叫你们里面的人刚强起来。
And it says that our Father would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with the might through His Spirit in the inner man.
就好像这里讲到，我们脱去这些的恶毒，叫我们生命，叫我们爱慕神的话，然后叫我们生命成长起来。
It's the same as it says that we should lay aside all these evils and we desire the pure milk and we grow.
那个以弗所书祷告说，说使你们，使基督因你们的信能够住在你们的心里，使你们的爱心有根有基。
In Ephesians it says that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love.
就是说基督不单只要住在你们的灵里面。
It is to say that Christ not only just dwells in your spirit,
住在你们的心里面。
But it dwells in your heart.
让你们的心思，让你们的意念，让你们的感情里面充满的不再是你，而是基督。
That your will, your emotions, your desires no longer be filled by you, but Christ.
以至于这里是指的以致得救。
Unto salvation.
就好像我们第一章第九节那里也这样讲过，说这就是什么呢？这就是信心的果，信心的果效啊，信心的果效就是魂的救恩。
As it said in chapter 1 verse 9, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
就是因为我们的魂已经被堕落的己 霸占了很多很多年。
And our soul has been taken captive by the fallen self for many, many years.
现在当我们成长，当我们里面的人刚强的时候，
Now as we grow, as our inner man being strengthened,
让基督来取代我们这个堕落的己，霸占你的魂。
And let Christ replace the self who has taken capture of your soul.
所以我们在这里看到这个学习的时候，
When we see this learning,
我们就看到主教我们这样来长大。
The Lord let us grow up in such a way.
他这样来呼召我们。
He called us in such a way.
叫我们能够全然的得救。
So that we can be saved completely.
得到这个全备的救恩。
We can receive the salvation completely.
他召我们的目的是什么呢？
What is the purpose of his calling to us?
他召我们的目的是要用我们来侍奉他。
The purpose of his calling so that is that we can serve him.
所以我想当我们进到今天第二章的时候，
I think that as we enter into chapter 2 today,
我相信这个重点我们要讲到第九节跟第十节。
We will focus our attention on verses 9 and 10.
这里说讲到第九节的时候，唯有你们是被拣选的族类。
In verse 9 it says you're a chosen generation.
说只有你们。
Only you.
这里我们就看到今天我们这群蒙恩为什么能够蒙恩蒙拣选、
Why is it that we are receiving grace and are chosen?
弟兄姊妹，你有没有觉得我们今天这些人给神拣选出来是我们所不配的？
Do you realize that brothers and sisters, we're the chosen ones, we're not worthy?
因为第十节那里告诉我、
Because in verse 10 it says,
他说你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民，你们从前未蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。
You who were once not a people, but are now people of God. You who had not obtained mercy, but have now obtained mercy.
我们看到今天我们能够与世界的人分别出来。
We see that we can be separated from the people of the world today.
弟兄姊妹，我们能够成为神的儿女。
We can become the children of God.
而且这里告诉我们，不单是要成为神的儿女，而且我们要成为有尊君的祭司。
Not only just the children, but a royal priesthood.
而且是圣洁的国度。
A holy nation.
是属神的子民。
And his special people.
他给我们一个伟大的使命。
And he also gave us a great purpose.
叫我们去宣扬那召我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
That we may proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light.
弟兄姊妹，你觉得你配吗？
Do you think that you're worthy of this?
你们都没有反应了，可能觉得你们都觉得配啊。
You're not,
我觉得很不配啊。
You're not responding though.
我觉得很不配。
I don't think I'm worthy.You guys think you are.
你看到这，彼得前书这告诉我们，我们蒙拣选，是因为神的怜恤。我们从前未蒙怜恤，现在却蒙了怜恤。
First Peter tells us, we are a chosen generation. Before we are not of a people, now that we are a people. Before we have not obtained mercy, now we have obtained mercy.
我们今天能够来到神的跟前，得到这样的地位，弟兄姊妹，我们首先要清清楚楚知道，不是我们的才能，不是我们的学问，不是我们的背景，也不是我们道德水平比别人高一点。
We need to come to know that we're chosen not because we're better, not because we have higher standard of moral, not because we're better than anybody.
是乃是因为神的怜恤，神的怜悯。
But because of His mercy and His grace.
所以当我们这样来到神面前的时候、
So when we come to God in this way,
我们就看到主的恩典。
We see His grace.
他的恩典是那样要临到我们。
And the grace of God comes to us in such a way.
我记得我三月跟弟兄姊妹讲到彼得的时候，
We know that in March I spoke to you on Peter.
我记得跟大家讲到彼得头一次来到主的跟前是在约翰福音第一章四十节，是安德烈把他带来。
We know that the first time that Peter met the Lord is in Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 40. Andrew brought him.
他找着自己的哥哥西门对他说，我们遇见弥赛亚了。
One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, and they told him that we met the Messiah.
然后那里四十二节说，耶稣看着他说。
And then Jesus looked at him and said, "And you are the son of Jonah, you shall be called Cephas." That is the first time Jesus spoke of Jesus, look at him. Once he looked at him, he looked through him.
所以我就觉得我们能够蒙恩啊，那实在是。
We know that if we can receive grace is a great blessing.
因为如果我们来到，没事，出很多汗，所以我看看他啊。
He looked at me.
我只看到他的外表。
And he just looked at the outer experience.
觉得这个人很帅啊。Outer appearance.
啊，not really.
那不知道为什么浑身的大汗，可能太紧张。I'm
nervous.
但是我只是看到他外表。He
just looked at the outer appearance.
但是主看彼得的时候，When
the Lord 看西门的时候，When the Lord looked at Simon,
他是一看就看透他整个里面所有的光景。As
he looked him, he looked through him all the conditions.
但是彼得那个时候可能还觉得，主对他印象不错啊，所以给他改了一个名字啊。Back
then, Peter probably thought the Lord think highly of him and he gave him a new name.
但是我们知道，我们上次还讲过，主有第二次看了彼得。We
know that the Lord looked at Peter for the second time.
那个是在路加福音二十二章六十一节那个时候说的，六十一到六十三节。Luke 22:61.
那个时候就是当彼得三次不认主以后。And that is after the Peter denied the Lord for three times.
主在大祭司的院子的里面受审。And
the Lord was being judged in the yard of the high priest.
彼得在外面，在使女的面前三次不认主。Peter
was outside. He denied the Lord three times. And then the rooster crowed.
但是很不幸的，这个我相信彼得当时的眼睛，他不敢抬起来。I think
that Peter couldn't look up his eyes.
但是不知道为什么在圣灵的光里底下，他抬头望里，一抬头正好就看到主看他。But by the yearning
of the Spirit, he looked up, he looked into the Lord, and he found that the Lord is looking at him.
你看到圣经里面记载说。 主转过身看彼得，
and the Lord turned and looked at Peter.
这个看是跟约翰福音第一章那个看同一个字。
That look is the same word in John chapter 1.
说彼得就便想起主对他说的话，今日鸡叫以前，你要三次不认我。Peter
remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said to him, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times.
62节说，他就出去。
Verse 62 said, Peter went out and wept bitterly.
这一看,
that one look,
就要了彼得的命,
and it killed Peter.
他的旧的彼得, 他对自己自以为是，自己样样都自己出主意, 自己出头, 自己说, 别人都不认你, 我要死也要跟从你的, 这个旧的彼得, 就完全的破产。
That old Peter, who consider him worthy, who has given the Lord ideas, once he looked at the Lord, he went bankrupt.
那一看，就把彼得带到他自己的尽头。That
one look brought Peter to his end.
从那个时候开始，彼得才开始能够做一个真正跟从主的人。
From that time, Peter can truly be someone who follows the Lord.
今天主来呼召我们做君君的祭司，圣洁的国度属他的子民，叫我们来服侍他。Lord
calls us today to be a holy priesthood, a chosen generation to serve Him.
如果你觉得你很配的话，If
you think you're very worthy of it,
那你还是在第一次。
You're still under the condition that the Lord looked at you for the first time. The Lord can't use us.
但是 当彼得经过了主第二次的看的时候
，But when Peter went through the second time of looking，
在主锐利的眼光，那在他身上一碰的时候
，That sharp sight of the Lord Jesus touched him，
他终于看到他自己的光景。
Finally, he sees his condition。
他一刹那间，他就明白，他不能够做一个好的门徒的原因，乃是他的己。
For one instant, for that instant, he realized that the reason he cannot be a good disciple is because of himself.
他自己就是那个唯一的难处。
Himself is the only obstacle.
从那个时候开始，他就对自己深恶痛绝。
So from that time on, he hated himself.
他就出去痛哭。
He went out and wept bitterly.
这个破碎的经历成了彼得新生命的开始。
This experience of brokenness becomes the experience of the new Peter.
所以今天我们来到主的跟前。
So when we come to the Lord today,
如果我们真是看到主在我们身上的呼召，
if we truly seize the calling of our Lord,
弟兄姊妹，我们愿不愿意舍己背十字架？
Dear brothers and sisters, are we willing to deny ourselves and carry our cross?
我们可以讲魂的得救，讲得很好听。
We can preach beautifully about the salvation of our soul.
我们可以讲到生命的道，讲得非常的丰富。
We can speak of the word of life beautifully.
但是如果我们没有看到我们这个己需要被钉十字架的话，
But if unless we see that ourselves need to be crucified,
如果或者讲得白一点，你还觉得你自己很好啊？
Or in plainer words, do you consider yourself worthy?
我起码比他好吧。
I'm at least better than him.
或者比他好吧。
Or better than her.
弟兄姊妹，主在我们身上还是没有目的。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord has no way in us.
或者我们在主面前也没有目的。
Or we have no way in our Lord.
只有这第二次的看。
Only that second looking.
弟兄姊妹，魂的得救在他的身上才开始。
Brothers and sisters, the salvation of the soul starts there.
所以我们就能够今天在他的跟前成为跟从主的人，我们才有一个条件，有一个资格，有一个实际开始来服侍他。
And only that we have that condition, we have that requirement to follow him, to serve him.
所以今天我们首先要看到，我们来到神的面前蒙拣选，完全是神的恩典，神的怜悯，不是我们所配的。
We need to see clearly that we are a chosen generation is because of His mercy, not because of us.
那如果我们有什么条件？
Now, if we have any
qualifications, 或者我们做了什么的话，
or we've done anything,
我们可能就是做了一件事，我们就是拣选了神的儿子。
We probably did one thing that we choose the Son of God.
所以第七节呢也说，所以他在你们信的人为宝贵。
So that it says in verse 7 that verse 7,
第二章
He is precious to whom you believe.
这里告诉我们说，对于那些不信的人啊，他们主是匠人所弃的石头。
For those who are disobedient, he's the Lord is the stone that builder has rejected.
因为他们不顺从，他们就在这道理上绊倒。
Because of their disobedience, they stumble.
但是在他在你们这信的人为宝贵。
But he is precious to you who believe.
弟兄姊妹，今天神拣选人这件事情是历世历代里面他要做的事情。
The Lord chose people. This is the thing that the Lord has to do throughout the ages.
但是自从以色列人他们远离了神，
But when the Israelites they left God,
他们犯罪，
and they sinned.
在出埃及记我们也看到亚伦纵容这些人拜金牛犊。
We see that in Exodus, Aaron allowed them to worship the golden calf.
然后呢，他们使他们在仇敌中间被讥刺，这是出埃及记三十二章里面所讲的。
So that they were attacked by the enemy.
然后摩西就站在管门中说：“凡属耶和华的，都到我这里来。”于是利未的子孙 就都到他这里聚集。
And so Moses called out to whoever is on the side of the Lord will come to me. And then all the sons of Levi came to him.
所以我们知道，从那个时候开始，服侍主的人是立位这个支派。
So we know that from that time on, whoever served the Lord is belong to the.
而且只有立位支派亚伦这个家族的人可以做祭司。
Only of the people of Aaron can be priests.
所以我们就看到。在旧约的时候，能够服侍主是神特别的拣选。
We see that in the Old Testament time, can serve the Lord is a special choosing.
但是神的拣选当中的根据是他们拣选了主。
But the reason that God chose them is because they choose God.
如果我们真是整读旧约的时候，我们知道神本来的意思是拣选整个的以色列。
And if we read the Old Testament that God is, wants to choose the entire tribe of Israel.
在出埃及记十九章第五第六节，那里告诉我们说，说如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的，你们要归我做祭司的国度。
In Exodus chapter 19, verse 5 and 6, it says, Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel.
你就看到我们所唱的一首诗歌，亘古以来神就有这个期待。
The song we just sang that throughout the ages God has a longing.
他要住在人的中间。
To be live among men.
他要得着一些人。
To obtain certain people.
他要真是住在我们的当中。
And to live among us.
但是我们很可惜的就是说，他所拣选得到的一直是少数。
But it's very sad that what he can obtain is only a few.
那我们看到到了新约的时代，
We see that in the New Testament time.
弟兄姊妹，一个最大的一个光，今天叫我们看到的是什么？
This biggest light to enable us to see, what is that?
我们知道15世纪主用着马丁路德来恢复在地上他所要的。
We know that the Lord in the 15th century used Martin Luther to enable what he wants in earth.
这个 Reformation.
The Reformation.
我们知道主给马丁路德看到的当时起码有三个大的光。
We know that the Lord showed him at least three lights.
头一个光是一本打开的圣经。
First light is an open Bible.
因为当时在天主教里面我们这些人没有资格 读圣经。
Because back then in the Catholic Church, you and I have no right to read the Bible.
我们都是平信徒。
We're just common believers.
你不要以为看我也是平信徒。
You don't look at me, I'm still a common believer.
我们都是一样的人。
We're the same.
不是圣品阶级。
We're not holy.
在那个传统的里面，只有这些所谓在宗教的里面这些圣品阶级人才能够去摸打开圣经。
Only at that time, only the ones who are saints or the considerable clergy can open the Bible.
所以今天那是神给马丁路德看到一个很大的启示，就是一本打开的圣经。
And the Lord showed Martin Luther a great revelation that is an open Bible.
那第二点神给他的光乃是因信称义。
The secondly, justification by faith.
这个是非常大的一个恢复。
That is a great revival.
但是神还给马丁路德看到第三个光。
But the Lord also showed him the third light.
那第三个光就是所有的信徒都是祭司。
That the third light is that all the believers are priests.
Universal priesthood.
Universal priesthood.
但是很可惜，在那个天主教那么大的势力底下，马丁路德没有把这个光实行出来。
But under the suppression of the Catholic Church, Martin Luther didn't practice that.
所以直到今天呢，如果你看到穆德会里面，他们那个圣品阶级还是穿着袍来去讲道。
You see that even today in the Lutheran Church that their clergy speak was they wear a robe.
但是你要知道，在 神的心意里面，把神的儿女跟与神当中加上一个中间的阶级，这个是最破坏基督身体的建造。
You will see that in the family of God, if you separate the children of God, that is the worst damage.
就是你把神跟神的儿女当中加了一层的人在当中，这个是神所最不喜悦的，最破坏基督身体见证。
You've added one layer between God and God's people. That is the worst damage to the body of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天在新约的时代，在我们一本打开的圣经的光里面，我们在这里做基督身体合一的见证，里面一个最重要的一环，就是要看到我们都是祭司。
Now, in the New Testament, the most important thing is that we will see that we are all priests.
因为这是神的心意。
Because that is His will.
他拣选以色列的时候，他就说：“你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。”
When He called Israel, and He said, "You shall be to Me a holy nation, a royal priesthood."
如果我们看到启示录第五章第九第十节上也告诉我们，
If we read in Revelation chapter 5 verse 9,
那个敬拜说，他们唱新歌说，你配拿书卷，配揭开七印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族各方各民各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神，又叫他们成为国民，做祭司，归于神，在祭上执掌王权。
You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们蒙恩的一群人，我们要看到我们的地位，我们不是仅仅得救而已。
And brothers and sisters, we need to see our status today. We're not just saved.
我那天看到一篇的文章，它里面写了几行，我觉得很不错。
I read an article the other day, and I think of it's good.
他说，如果你是个基督徒啊，
你
就是神所挑选的祭司。
You are the chosen priest of God.
说，身为君尊祭司的一员呢、啊、
，as a member of the royal priesthood,
你得常与面见皇帝。
And you often can see the king.
啊，说你生活当中如果有什么缺陷呢、啊？
When there is lacking in your life,
你不需要找一个中介，一个 agent.
You do not need to find an agent.
或者你也不需要找另外一个祭司来帮忙。
You do not need to ask the help of another priest.
然后才能够得到神的答应的。
Not that you can receive the answer from God.
你所拥有君尊祭司的身份呢，就容许你直接面见神。
And the status of for you as a royal priest enables you to come to God directly.
说这个是你祭司职分的特权。
And that is the special authority of you as a priest.
所以呢，他又讲到说，然而呢，祭司也有其应尽的职责。
And priest also has his own responsibilities.
说祭司的责任呢，是与全体的祭司一同同工。
The responsibility is to co-work with all the other priests.
啊，说圣经中呢，并没有鼓励个人主义。
The Bible did not encourage individualism to isolate you.
所以他这里说，相反的，祭司们一起要同工侍奉。
But on the contrary, all the priests serve together.
这句话，我们很多弟兄姊妹，我们想到，我们都知道。
When we heard of this, we say we know this.
但是你到底这些的这个感，这个 idea， 这个思想。是在你脑背后呢，还是每天在你的眼前？
But is this idea is it at the back of your head or is it right in front of your eyes?
如果你是一个基督徒，你就是一个神所拣选的祭司。
If you are a Christian, then you are the chosen priest of God.
如果你是一个君尊的祭司呢，你就可以面见皇帝，面见神。
And because you are a priest, you can see the king daily.
你生活有缺陷的时候，你不需要一定要找伯弟兄来为你祷告啊。
When there's lacking in your life, you don't really need to call Brother Sunshine.
你可以直接的来到神的跟前。
You can directly come to God.
而且这是你所以我是在看到我这些的话， 我们应该知道，但是我们有没有放在我们的眼前，我们付之于实行呢？
We know these things, but have we put them into practice?
所以今天我们在这里看到，在彼得前书第二章的里面。
Now we see in 1 Peter chapter 2.
这里叫我们说，我们都是君尊的祭司这件事情。
And it speaks of us as royal priesthood.
这里这个君尊的祭司是有君王尊荣的祭司。
And this priesthood has the appearance of a royalty.
是有，或者是说有君王跟祭司的这个位分。
It has the status of a king and a priest.
在旧约里面是没有的。
It's never happened in the Old Testament.
你有没有想到，记得在旧约里面有一些做王的想做祭司 get in trouble 的。
Can you remember some kings in the Old Testament time trying to be a priest that they get in trouble?
你记得乌西亚王啊，他去烧香啊，结果就得了什么大麻风。
That King Uzziah went to burn incense and he got leprosy.
我们的弟兄曾经告诉我们，只有基督，他又是君王，又是祭司，又是先知。
Our brother tells us that only Christ, he's the king, he's the priest, and he's the prophet.
今天我们这里说，我们是有君尊，有君王位分，又有祭司。
And it says here that today we also have the kinghood and priesthood.
因为我们在地上要代表我们的主。
Because on earth we represent our Lord.
要宣扬我们的主。
We proclaim our Lord.
或者是说，今天我们要尽这个职分的话。
In other words, if we are to use that responsibility.
弟兄姊妹，我们说这是神的拣选，这是神的怜悯。
We say that this is the God's chosen, God's mercy.
但是我们真正要进祭司的职分的时候
But when we need to work out the responsibility of a priest
是怎么样来进呢
How do we do that?
我们知道在旧约的里面如果我们读出埃及记二十八章那里说二到三你要给你哥哥亚伦做圣衣为荣耀为华美
In Exodus chapter 22 verse 2 it says 28And verse 2 it says, You shall make a holy garments for Aaron, your brother, for glory and for beauty.
所以又要吩咐一切心中有智慧的，就是我用智慧的名所充满的，给亚伦做衣服，使他分别为圣，可以给我供祭司的职分。
So that you shall speak to all who are gifted artisans, that I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron garments.To consecrate him, that he may minister to me as priest.
我们能看到亚伦可以做祭司。
We see that Aaron can be a priest.
是因为神的拣选。
It's because God chose him.
当然也是因为他们另一辈人愿意拣选主。
It's also because the Levites are willing to choose God.
但是他能够供祭司的职分。
But the fact that he's able to fulfill the responsibility of a priest
是根据他穿戴圣衣
It's because that he's wearing a holy garment
我们知道这个穿戴圣衣是代表什么
Do we know what holy garment means?
陪戴基督对不对
It's to wear Christ
所以今天我们能够来到神的跟前进祭司的职分
We can come to our God today to fulfill the responsibility of a priest
是我们要实际活在基督的里面。
Is that we can live in Christ.
他说，这里说，你要给你哥哥亚伦做圣衣，为荣耀，为华美。
You need to make a holy garment for your brother Aaron for glory and for beauty.
我们也说到，我们做君尊的祭司是要在地上把主代表出来。
We also said that as a royal priesthood, we need to proclaim our Lord.
只有在基督的里面才能够尽这个职分
Only where in Christ can we fulfill that responsibility
基督不单要是你的救主
Christ not only is your savior
基督要真正的做你的主
Christ truly will be your Lord
基督的生命不单只要在你的灵里面
The spirit of Christ not only lives in your spirit
基督的生命 要实在，因为你的信住在你的心里面。
Through faith, the Spirit of the Lord will live in your heart.
我们经常都讲到，在基督里，在基督里。
We say this often in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们什么叫做在基督里？
What is in Christ?
你说我们信主的人就在基督里了。
And we say that whoever believes are in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，在基督里就是当你尊基督为主的时候。
When you're in Christ is when you respect the Lord as your Lord.
当他是你的主的时候。
When he is your Lord.
你就在他的主权的底下。
You're under his authority.
我们讲到这是一个地位。
We've said that this is a status. A position.
但这也要成为一个实际。
But this also needs to be a reality.
这个实际怎么进入呢?
How can we enter into that reality?
就是当你生命成长的时候。
Is when your life grows.
当你里面的人刚强的时候。
When your inner man is strengthened.
基督不单只在你的灵里面成为你的救主。
Christ not only be the savior of your spirit.
基督充满你的魂，你的心思，你的意念，你的情感。当你魂得救的时候，弟兄姊妹，我们就是活在基督里的实际。
When Christ fills your mind, your emotions and your desires, when Christ lives in you, you're in Christ.
祭司是因着神的拣选，以穿戴圣衣可以来尽祭司的职分。
A priest, because they wear a holy garment, they can fulfill that responsibility.
那在实际的里面来讲，
In reality,
我们要在基督的里面才能够尽祭司的职分。
We can fulfill our responsibility as a priest in Christ.
魂的得救就是让基督在我们里面，我们在基督的里面。
The salvation of our soul is that Christ in us and we in him.
所以在哥林多前书第一章三十节那里告诉我们。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30.
说你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption.
神的救恩里面三件重要的事情。
Three very important things in the salvation of our God.
神使他成为我们的智慧。
And God made him our wisdom.
公义。
Righteousness.
因信我们被称为义。
By faith we're justified.
我们的灵得的重生。
Our spirit is reborn.
圣洁分别为圣。
Holy and sanctified.
现在魂、心思、意念、情感因着基督在我们的里面，我们渐渐的变化。
Now our soul, our will, our desires, because the Christ lives in us, we change.
救赎。Redemption.
Redemption.
我们的身体因神在我们里面最后的那个改变，叫我们能够像他，我们彰显他的荣耀。
Because that a God changes in us that we can manifest His glory.
所以今天我们来到主的跟前。
When we come to our Lord today.
当彼得到了年老的时候，他用这些话来劝勉，来激励我们的时候。
When Peter at his old age encourages us with these words.
他不单只叫我们看到在生命里面我们实际的学习。
Not only he let us see that the real practice, real lesson we need to learn.
他要我们看到我们在他面前，我们是一个尊尊的祭司，是一个侍奉神的人。
And he lets us to see that we are a holy priesthood, we are someone who serves.
我们不单只成为尊尊的祭司。
Not only we become a holy priest, a royal priest,
还会成为圣洁的国度。
We also became a holy nation.
你这里讲到神的什么叫做圣洁的国度？
What is a holy nation?
这里讲到圣的时候，
When it speaks of holy, holiness.
因为这边我们很多时候我们就是走，人是喜欢走极端的。
We as human, we like to go to the extremes.
一般人就是不是中文讲到圣洁，我们就是道德水平比别人高，我们不犯罪。
when it speaks holy, we have higher moral standards, we don't sin.
那我们会读圣经的人呢、啊、会读英文的人呢、啊、或者会读的原文的人哦，这个 holy 不是圣洁这么简单，是圣的，是与一般人不一样的，是不平凡的。
When we read the original language, we may realize that holy means it's different from the common ones.
但是你看到神拣选我们这一群人，他的目的是叫这个团体的性质像他，跟他一样。
God chose us so that this body corporately can be like him.
这个圣是说到神的性质。
The holiness speaks the character of God.
是我们要与神的性情一模一样。
And that we have the same attribute as God.
所以到了彼得后书第一章十一节呢，也就告诉我们说，说这样必叫你们能够丰丰富富的得进我们主耶稣基督永远的国。
And in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 11 it says, so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我们能够丰丰富富的进入耶稣基督永远的国。
We can enter into the everlasting kingdom abundantly.
是基于我们完全是圣洁被磨成神儿子的形象。
It's because we're holy and we're being conformed into the image of His Son.
刚才我们说在亚伦给他做圣衣的时候，那你告诉我们说，你要给你哥哥亚伦做圣衣，为荣耀，为华美。
And when we said in Exodus 22, it says, "Make a holy garment for Aaron your brother for glory and for beauty."
基督不单单是你的救主。
And Christ is not only your Savior.
基督是你的荣耀，是你的华美。
Christ is also your glory, your beauty.
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有想，我们能够与基督连在一起？
Have you ever thought that we can be connected to Christ?
我不知道你以什么为你的荣耀。
I don't know what you consider is glory.
我不知道你以什么为你的华美。
I don't know what you think is beauty.
我们的弟兄讲到，我们有一些属灵的人呢，他也有一些的大志的。
My brother said that some spiritual person have great goals.
有一些是有一些雄心的。
And some have some ambitions.
但是我们说，哎呀，我们很属灵啊，我们都是这些，我们没有野心的、啊，我们都是舍己的人呐、啊。我没有什么，我们在神面前，我们就是谦谦卑卑的。
We humbly say that before God, we have no desire, we have no ambition.
但是证明说，你有没有觉得基督要成为你的荣耀，成为你的华美
？Have you considered that Christ will be your glory and your beauty?
我们来到神的面前侍奉神。
When we come before the Lord to serve Him,
我们得到这个全备的完整的救恩。
We receive this full and perfect salvation.
基督要成在我们的身上，成为我们的荣耀，成为我们的华美。
Christ in us will become our beauty and glory.
这是神给我们的救恩的。
This is the salvation God gave us.
弟兄们，你有没有感觉得到？基督的在你的身上是那么荣耀的呢
？Do you feel that Christ in you is so glorious？
弟兄姊妹，如果你真是在基督里面的话
，If you're truly in Christ，
弟兄姊妹，你要成为君尊的祭司，你要成为圣洁的国度，在地上彰显神的荣美。
You want to be a royal priesthood, a holy nation to proclaim His praises，
因为你要丰丰富富的进入我主耶稣基督永远的国的。
You want to abundantly enter the everlasting kingdom of our Lord。
我们这一群人身上所要把基督的荣美所带出来的。
Through us, we bring out the glory of Christ。
所以在出埃及记二十八章讲到祭司穿着圣衣的时候
，So when it speaks the holy garment of priest in Exodus。
那里不单只有以弗德有外袍
，Not only there's only ephod and a garment。
那里说是要全身给披穿，袍上围头的只有一个领口。31-32
Okay, and you shall make the robe of the ephod all of blue. There shall be an opening for his head in the middle of it, and it shall have a woven binding all around its opening.Like the opening in a coat of mail, so that it does not tear.
对，说口的周围要织出领边来，仿佛束甲的领口，免致破裂。
So that the opening will not tear.
就是说, 我们全身不能够有破口的,
it is to say that through our body there cannot be a tear.
就基督的荣美, 完整的,
that the beauty and the glory of Christ completely wears on us.
而且40节那里说,
and in verse 40 it says not only an outer garment but an inner.
42节说, 用细麻布, 裤子遮掩下体, 人的肉体,
in verse 42 it says make them linen trousers to cover their nakedness.
说里面我们在这里说到,
from within us it brings out a holy living.
弟兄姊妹我们看到吗?
Do we see this, brothers? God calls us.
不但只把这个传备的救恩给我们,
not just give us a complete salvation.
祂要我们去宣扬那个带我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德,
he calls us to proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light.
弟兄姊妹, 我们是他的代表, 是他的见证人,
we are his representative, we are his witness.
所以当我们这样来看到的时候,
when we see it this way,
弟兄姊妹, 我们实在求主来光照我们,
and we pray that the Lord will enlighten us.
所以我们这一群人,
us.
所以我们回到第一章, 我们刚才读过的13,
we go back to chapter 1 verse 13 to 16.
所以呢, 你们要约束你们的心,
so therefore gird the loins of your mind.
谨慎自守, 专心, 盼望耶稣基督显现的时候,
be sober and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
你们要做圣命的儿女,
as obedient children,
就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候, 放纵私欲的样子,
not conforming yourselves to the former lusts as in your ignorance.
招你们的是圣洁的, 所以你们在一切所行的事上,
but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct.
因为经上记着说, 你们要圣洁,
because it is written, be holy, for I am holy.
第一节, 第一章第二节那里告诉我们,
in chapter 1, verse 2, it says,
那里实在是告诉我们, 我们重生主所使, 所以得以顺服基督, 是借着圣灵得成圣洁,
we're able to obey God is because we're sanctified by the Spirit.
所以圣经里面一直是说, 我们这群要做圣洁的祭, 祭司, 我们做圣洁的, 君尊的祭司, 圣洁的国度。
The Bible keeps saying that we need to be a royal priesthood, a holy nation.
所以我们就看到我们这群蒙拣选的人, 我们不单只要看到, 神的旨意乃是所有蒙恩的人都是服侍他的祭司,
and we see that all who are chosen by God are his royal priests.
我们终于也看到我们是这些分别为圣出来的人,
and we also need to see that we are separate, set apart, sanctified.
因为刚才我们所读过第二章里面, 说我们都要像活石被建造成为灵宫,
and in chapter 2 it says you're also as living stones being built into a spiritual house.
所以我们这些被拣选的人,
us who are being called.
弟兄姊妹, 我们对于分别为圣这个学习是不能够有任何的打岔,
we cannot ignore the learning on sanctification.
所以这里他告诉我们说, 那招你们的是圣洁的,
and it says here, he who called you is holy.
所以你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁,
you also need to be holy in all your conduct.
弟兄姊妹记得, 神呼召我们来跟从他为了什么?
Do you remember why he called us?
因为他要与我们同住,
because he wants to dwell with us.
神的帐幕在人间,
and the tabernacle of God is among men.
我看有人开始要睡觉,
some of you are dozing.
那我只讲到这些故事给你听,
I'll tell you a story.
讲到我这个人失败的事情,
and speak of a story of my failure.
我记得我刚刚大学毕业以后, 我就跟一个弟兄一起住,
As soon as I graduated from university, I lived with a brother.
这个弟兄是一个美国长大的,
and he grew up in the States.
比我大, 有个小胡子,
and he's older, he has a little beard here.
做事情方方正正的,
he does things regularly and
squarely. Two-bedroom apartment.
So we share a two-bedroom apartment.
我那个时候什么都没有, 20块钱买了一个 mattress, 这是我唯一的家具。
My only furniture is my $20 mattress.
那我在我的房间, 他在他的客厅的房间。
I'm in my room and he's in his room.
有一天呢, 他就找我谈话。
So one day he talked to me.
他可能是忍无可忍了找我谈话。
When he talked to me, he probably cannot endure any longer.
他说我们这个东西啊, 不能够随便放。
He said that our belongings, you can't just put them anywhere.
他说你的房间虽然是你关上门呢, 但有时候我也看得见。
Your room, even though you shut the doors, but sometimes I can still see what's inside. Can you please organize it?
哎呀，我里面觉得，我觉得其实我没有什么太坏的习惯嘛。
I don't feel that I have some bad habits.
但是我跟他很多的习惯不一样。But
I have different habits than him.
我们本来在教会的里面。 一起服侍，一起聚会，大家都很好的。
In the church we serve, we worked well.
但是怎么说，叫相处好，什么同住难是吧？
It's easy to meet, but it's hard to live together.
你有没有想到，神要与我们这样的人同住啊？
Have you ever thought that God will live with us?
所以他要提醒我们。
So he reminds us,
说你们要圣洁,
be holy, for I am holy.
我们要像他呀,
we need to be like him.
弟兄姊妹, 所以我们今天很多时候,
oftentimes,
我们讲得很属灵,
we speak highly of spiritual things.
哦，这个圣洁不是讲到道德的这些的东西， 这些都是小儿科的事情。
Holiness is not speaking of moral, we know this.
我们要不一般, 我们有神的生命。
We're different, we have the life of God.
但是我们实在看到, 神要与我们同住的话,
but we see that if God is to dwell with us,
这是神的属性,
that is His attribute.
我们要与他 有相同的性情，他才能够与我们同住。We
need to have the same character as him, then he can live with us.
因为圣经的话很清楚地告诉我们，他要住在我们当中。Because
clearly in the Bible, he wants to live in us.
他要与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同住。And
he wants to live with those who have a sorrowful heart.
所以我们讲到圣洁的学习的时候，
So when we speak of the lesson on holiness,
乃是个人完整全面性的，
it is complete and full on the personal level.
如果我们只能够把一部分献给神是不够的，
if we can only offer a part of us to God, that's not enough.
神是要求我们全心归给他，
our God demands the full heart rendered to him.
在 生活上, 每一个层面上, 操练敬虔,
on every level of our life, we need to exercise, to practice to be like God.
有一位苏格兰的传道人叫做, 波纳,
a Scottish preacher called Bona.
他也写过很多的诗歌, 在我们圣徒诗歌里面有八首是他写的。
He wrote many hymns.
他说呢, 圣洁的范围啊, 涵盖着我们整个的人，贯穿着我们人生的每一个层面。
The holiness encompasses our whole person. It goes to every level of our life.
说不论是我们的品格，我们的思想言行，我们的大小计划，我们的外表或者我们的内心。
It doesn't matter if it's our character, our mind, what we say, or our plan, big or small, our outside appearance or inside.
说不论是消极的或者积极方面,
or is it passive or negative?
我们的爱或者恨,
we love or hate.
我们的苦或者乐,
our bitterness or joy.
我们的消遣
或者我们的工作
，our relaxing or our work，
我们的友谊或其他的关系
，our friendship or other relationships，
我们的静默或者我们的说话
，our meditation or our talking，
我们的读书或者我们的写作
，we writing or reading，
我们的出我们的入
，enter or out，
总之，我们整个人的运作，灵魂体各方面都包括在内。
Our whole person, the activities, the spirit, the soul, the body, every part of it is in there.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们在北美，不论是年轻人或者我们年长的。
In North America, no, it doesn't matter who you are, young or old.
弟兄姊妹，我们很多年长的看不惯年轻人。
Many elderly have a problem with the young people.
你们听的音乐，你们看的。你们穿的衣服，你们的言行啊，你们的态度啊。
About your music, your conduct, your words, your attitude.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要只是针对年轻人。
Let's not be picky on the young people.
我们这些年老的，我现在也进入老年了。
We the elderly.
所以我吃饭都是跑到前面去的。
I can go first to the.
因为很快就要六十岁了。
I'm getting sick.Soon to 60.
Yeah. 国弟兄跟我是同年的啊。
But Father Sunshine is as old as I am.
正义说，圣洁学习的范围是涵盖我们每一个生活的层面。
It says that the area of our learning on holiness goes to every aspect of our life.
可能我们外面做的跟年轻人不一样。
Perhaps what we do outside is different from the young people.
但是说这里包括我们的思想、我们的言行、我们的大小计划、我们的外表和我们的内心。
And it says it includes our mind, what we talk, our plans, inside or outside.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书五章那里告诉我们。
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 it says.
说愿赐平安的神。亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指责。
5:23 Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
圣洁不单是神自己的属性，
Holiness is not just an attribute of God.
而且是神的命令。
It is the commandment of God.
所以十六节那里说，一章十六节说，经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
And in chapter 1 verse 16 says, "Be holy, for I am holy."
圣经中这个圣啊 ，holiness，
the word holiness
出现过650次。
It appeared 650 times in the Bible.
如果把它的同义词加起来超过1000次。
And if we have the synonyms together, it's over 1000 times.
所以我们很容易发现，神是非常注重我们有圣洁的生活。
And so we see that God cares very much about we have a holy life.
如果我们留意今天基督徒生活的态度的话
，And if we pay attention to the attitude of Christian living today.
有人觉得这个圣洁这个事情是一件可有可无的事情。
Some think that holiness is something that you can't have or you don't have to.
如果你看到这是神的命令的话
，If you see it as the commandment of God,
你就没有权去选择接不接受。
You do not have the right to choose whether or not you accept.
如果你觉得你个人的生活是一个无伤大雅的事情，你的灵性就有问题。
If you think your personal conduct is not significant, then your spiritual condition is in big trouble.
如果真正是圣洁的人
，If you are a holy person,
他有一种属天的醒觉
，and he has a awareness of heavenly things.
有一种与众不同的气质
，and he has a different attitude.
但是如果你发现这个人缺了好的德行
，but if you see the person lacks good moral，
那他又觉得他好像很属灵的话
，and he consider him very spiritual，
那你知道他已经中了魔鬼的诡计
，and you would know that he has fallen the trap of the devil.
在希伯来文里面讲到圣洁这个字。
In the language of Hebrew, when it talks about holiness,
没有道德的含义。
And there is no content of moral.
但是里面有一种奇特、神圣、超然、使人敬畏的意思。
And there is an amazing, holy, surpassing, and make us reverent that content.
所以今天我们讲到神是圣洁的。
When we say that God is holy,
是讲到一件属天的事情。
It speaks of a heavenly thing.
是讲到一个奥秘的事情。
It speaks of a mystery.
是讲到一个使人敬畏神的事情。
It speaks something that we're fearful.
神自己的圣洁是最高的标准。
And His holiness is the highest standard.
属神的人也应该有像他这样的标准。
We who belong to God, we also need to have that goal.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天有没有感觉得到我们在圣洁的国度这个点上我们亏欠了主呢？
Today do we feel that we fall short on this matter of a holy nation?
神叫我们来跟从他。
Our God has called us to follow him.
神叫我们来服侍他。
He called us to serve him.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候不是我们做什么，
Oftentimes, it's not what we do.
是我们是什么？
It's what we are.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们能够为神做的不是很多。
What we can do for God is limited.
很多时候我们越做好像就越给神惹麻烦。
And often, the more we do, the more trouble we get into.
但是神不是叫你们不做。
But God is not telling us to not do anything.
很多时候我们是帮了神的倒忙啊，但是神还叫我们做。
And when sometimes we cause some trouble, he still let us do things.
好像彼得那样啊，给神惹很多麻烦。
It's like Peter, he caused many trouble for the Lord.
但是在这些的作证里面，他要显露我们所是的是怎么回事。
But in this conduct, he will reveal to us what we are.
当我们讲到跟从主的服侍的时候，
and when we talk about the service of following the Lord,
这一次我们不是讲怎么去服侍，
and we're not here to say how do we serve,
我们是讲这个跟从主的人你要是什么样的人。
We are talking about the person who serves the Lord, what is that person?
如果你看到你有君尊祭司的位分，
if you see that you have the position of a royal priesthood,
如果你看到神要的是一个圣洁的国度，是我们这一群的人，这个团体。
If you see that God wants a holy nation, a group of people,
弟兄姊妹，如果你看到的时候
，When you see that,
就算你坐在那里，好像拉萨路一样
，As if you're sitting there as Lazarus,
神的心满足。
The heart of our Lord is satisfied. 你
带出了对神的侍奉。
You brought out the service to God.
你可以像马大那样伺候。
You can be like Martha serving.
因为你这个人对。
Because the person is right.
你做的可能做的饭没有他做的好吃。
Probably your cooking is not as good as hers.
但是因为你这个人对，神满意。
But because the person you are is correct. And then
教会都建造。
The Lord is satisfied, the church is built.
因为你这个人对。
Because the person is correct.
你像玛利亚那样
You're like Mary,
把赞美敬拜归给神。
And you give praise and thanksgiving to the Lord.
那里就是伯大尼。
And there is Bethany.
因为有一些对的人。
Because they're the correct people, the right people.
我们都是蒙神拣选的。
And we're all chosen by God.
我们都是不配的人。
We're not worthy.
但是因为神的恩典与怜悯，
Because of his mercy and grace,
把我们带进他的国度里面。
And he brought us into his kingdom.
他要用我们。
He wants to use us.
他要得着我们。
He wants to obtain us.
他没有在我们以外有任何的拣选。
He didn't call anyone outside of us.
我们怎么样来满足他的心呢？
How can we fulfill his heart?
我们愿意说我们愿意一生做一个跟从主的人。
We say that we are willing to be someone who follows the Lord all our life.
三年的时候，跟弟兄姊妹讲到彼得年轻的时候他的跟随。
And we say in March, when Peter was young, he followed the Lord.
很多是一些基本做门徒的学习。
Many of them are basic principles of discipleship.
但是到了彼得书信的时候。
But when we come to the epistles,
他年老。
丰富生命成长的时候
at an older age when his life is built up abundantly
他更多的学习是叫我们从里面开始
the more he emphasizes on the inner learning
他叫我们这个人要丰丰富富的能够进入耶稣基督永远的国
He asks us to enter into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord abundantly
我们的人要被改变
Our person needs to be changed
神的救恩要临到我们的魂
The salvation of God will come to our soul
叫我们能够像他
So that we will be like him
叫他能够充满在我们整个的魂里
So that he can fill in our soul
叫这个霸占了魂的己愿意被钉十字架给舍掉
That the self who has taken captive of the soul life will be willing to be crucified
人对的时候
When our person is correct
我们就真正能够成为一个侍奉神的人
We can be truly a person who serves the Lord
求主恩待我们
May the Lord have mercy on us
我们祷告
Let's pray
主我们感谢你
Lord we thank you
我们是何等不配蒙你拣选的一群人
Lord, we are unworthy to be your chosen people
但是你竟然说唯有你们是被拣选的族类是有君尊的祭司是圣洁的国度是属神的子民
But you've said that we are a chosen generation a royal priesthood, a holy nation His own special people
你要叫我们去宣扬你自己奇妙的美德
You called us to proclaim your praises
我们从前不算的子民如今却成为神的子民
We were not of a people but now are the people of God
我们从前未曾蒙连续现在却蒙了连续
We were a people who did not obtain mercy but now have obtained mercy
所以我们要越出我们的心谨慎自守
Lord we examine our heart and we Be sober.
愿你的恩从我们身上完全的彰显出来
So that your grace can be expressed in us fully.
帮助我们
Help us, Lord.
与我们同在
Be with us.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.